wrong, Jack. Buzz does not share the love of E to E.
No, I love the bit. I'm just not an impressionist.
Hello there. Neither am I, Buzz. Hello.
And in this case, neither am I, Jack.
Hello, phone scan.
Is it as hot and sticky in that pine box of which you now reside as it was in the back of that limo?
Man,
Hawaii?
Can Hawaii get sticky?
It's a hot time. It's a hot time in the coffin.
It is, Jack.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
It's a hot time in Florida.
Let me say something, Jack. That paunch is a bulletproof vest.
All right.
Hello, this is the Donna Mike Show. Where are my deodorant pills?
Oh, take them right now and you sponge off.
Oh,
I'm digging in my foot.
Oh,
yeah, gotta get something good for that.
That pleases me greatly. Hello, phone scan.
Hello, Elvis
Come on.
Presley.
Come on.
Speak. Hello, E.
Speak, you fool.
Come on, fool.
Hello, E.
Come on now, you fool. You said hello, E, for the second time.
All right. My mama's birthday is the same as yours. Will you buy her a caddy?
A Cadillac?
I'll buy her a Cadillac.
You come down here, I'll throw you the keys, Jack.
I'm only buying a Cadillac for my dad.
1959 Cadillac for you, Jack.
I'm getting away from the bit right now. I'm being a little me right there.
Hey,
my dad,
that's right.
My real daddy is out there. Don't forget, daddy, a caddy for my daddy.
I hope daddy can call to get a real Cadillac.
Hello, phone scam.
Yes, what do you both think about when you use a tube sock like famous disc jockey Don Geronimo?
I believe you're asking something of a sexual nature, and it's a good thing you've hung up.
Because that's forbidden. We would disqualify.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
I have a cramp.
Oh,
I have a cramp right now. I'm getting a cramp.
What kind of cramp, you fool?
I believe it's a cramp from inactivity.
Oh, dear. Oh.
In my right, well, apparently my entire right side, I'm getting a cramp.
Has cramped up.
I'm cramping up.
Hey, man.
Where are my cramp pills?
Hey, Red Lamar, get him a cherry pie. Or get him some peas.
Where are my TV glasses?
Hey, here
Hello.
We go. Get him a fool's loaf.
Phone scan. You fool.
Hello.
Hello.
Elvis to Elvis.
Hey, darling.
Hey, darling.
Hi. I just want to thank you. You have given us another reason to celebrate Elvis.
Thank you, baby.
You're goddamn right, honey.
We got up this morning and had hot fudge sundaes, my children and I, for breakfast. We had peanut butter and banana sandwiches and hamburgers for lunch.
Oh,
and
man.
I think we're going to have bacon, mashed potatoes, and peas for dinner.
You know, you'd like to come over to the studio. We give you some cough syrup.
Well, that would be tough.
Hands.
I'm calling from California. But
oh, California.
California, do I like it out there? When I go out there, I've got my cigar box that I bring with me.
Why don't you come over to our Bel-Air...
My iPads.
Why don't you come over to our Bel-Air mansion? We'll introduce you to Scatter.
I would love to. You would not believe who used to live next door to us. Nude Elvis.
Elvis.
I have bad news for you, EAP.
Yeah, what's that, EAP?
Scatter the monkey is dead, regretfully.
Oh, ow, I just twisted violently, man. Look at my bed sores.
I should
get some good stuff for that.
I'm still cramping. Hello. Donna Mike Show, E to E.
EAP.
Right.
Julia Childs is dead, my boys, and she made the best goddamn fool's gold in the world.
Oh, yes, Julia Child would hollow out that warm bread, put in peanut butter and jelly and 1 pound of bacon.
But what a pig that woman was.
Use
Hello.
French bread.
Hello, phone scam.
Unlike us, E. We are not pigs, as we eat in bed with our hands.
Speak for yourself.
I'd like 8 scoops of ice cream and 24 cookies. I am still not sated.
Oink, oink, Jack.
Oink, oink here.
And oink, oink there. Hello, this is the phone scan.
Hey, fellas, just wondering if you like John Peter Lewis.
John Peter Lewis, American Idol.
I want to say that's a talented, handsome young man.
I'm a fan of that John Stevens boy. I like those redheads. I enjoy that, especially Aunt Margaret.
Who I don't like is that commie faggot that's the host of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've put in a call to Dick Nixon to say, I want you to watch out for this Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, there is a friend of mine, John O'Grady. He has been studying Ryan Seacrest. And it will fascinate you. It is a conspiracy. I believe he is a commie.
I called Hoover, and I said, first, let's watch John Lennon.
Uh-huh.
And now, please watch John Peter Lewis and John Stevens.
And, Mike, I would tell you right now that Ryan Seacrest is a communist. I know that because I have an extensive collection of badges.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I need some Dristan.
Me too.
All right, thank you for nothing.
This is the phone scan. Do they do this on their show every day?
They do. They do, and
idiotic,
much the same way you're doing it now.
Idiotic calls from people who have no real purpose to call the radio show.
Just be as patient as you can, E.
I tell you, this is going great.
Hello?
Hello?
Man, am I constipated.
I'll give you some Phenamin gummy.
I'm cramping. I'm constipated.
Well, man, you need some liquid Demerol is what you need.
Hello, phone scan.
Where's my attack?
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was wondering if you had met a young boy named Charlie.
A young boy named Charlie.
Charlie Stewing Steblack.
He's not a young boy. He's an old man.
He's 63, Jack.
He changed me today.
Is he 62 or 63, Rob?
64.
He'll be 64.
All I know is he changes a mean bed sheet.
Yes, he does, man.
Hello.
Wrap me in it.
Phone scan.
Hello, James Keith. I'm just checking in today. How are you?
Harmony,
come again.
Boys, I think it's Keith Richards on the line.
Oh,
here.
Keith Richards.
Hello, Keith.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the Richards.
It's Don and Mike.
How you doing, Keith?
I would say he's in bad shape.
Not so good.
What's the matter, Keith Richards?
I can't feel the right side of my face anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm cramping.
It's cramping, yes.
All right. No new material, thank you.
I am cramping always.
Yes, of course, see.
I think I got the creeping crud.
Oh, I tell you.
And I'm constipated as hell.
Yes, don't sit down.
Careful, Mike.
Sorry about that. I was trying to figure out the way they explained
it. Oh, no. Hello. Phone scan. I've made a terrible mess of my jumpsuit.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Why did I wear white again?
If only they'd have seen me straining and spotting.
Hello, phone scan.
To me?
No, someone else, you goddamn moron. I should come there and rip your tongue out by the roots. Phone scan.
Hey, Edie.
Edie, yeah.
Someone call.
Now, what is
Deion
that?
Deion Sanders is coming to the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, what does that strange sound effect mean?
End of time.
End of time.
Somebody's going to have to call in our chopper at some point so we can fly on out of here.
Before we go, what did you call to say?
I called to say that Deion Sanders is coming to the Baltimore Ravens.
To do what?
To play ball.
You're kidding, Jack.
You believe that, Jack? Jack?
I saw it on the news.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
I don't even know who Deion Sanders is. I've been dead for 27 years. Is he related to Harlan Sanders?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know.
You know, I'd love to give the prize to this guy. He's too friggin' stupid.
This is true. I'll tell you right now, though. Why isn't everyone clamoring for this bit on a weekly basis? That's what I don't understand.
Hello, E2E, phone scan.
Yes, I was wondering if EAP, is he now GWB?
Are you calling with a joke?
No, sir.
He's noticed a similarity between the way Elvis sounds and the way George Bush sounds.
This is true.
Thank you for explaining it. It was not good then, it isn't good now.
Look at all my spotting. Look what you have done to mass. You're the last person on this phone scan.
All right. Well, all righty then.
So before we fly away, do let me give you a $25 Tower Records gift card this week at Tower Records.
And then we will wait for the compliments to come in.
All Elvis CDs and DVDs are 25% off at Tower Records.
What a bargain that is.
Everything worth hearing is here. Goodbye, dumbass.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your prize, you fool.
Thanks.
And that's it. Until the next time, I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
I want to say it's been really great being here on the Don and Mike show today.
Commemorate my death in a nice way.
I'm trying to play the sound effect, Rob. It does not seem to be working. Hold on. There it is. Oh, no.
So long. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Well, they're gone.
They haven't ended up tightly. Hold on. How come they crashed, but I'm still hearing the helicopter? Hold on. Wait. Should that be on fire?
Wait a minute. I see a couple of people in there. No. What has happened over there?
The ambulance.
It's an incredible wreck over there.
Boy, I mean, we had a car, flames, and a train. or a flame.
That's the Elvis do Elvis thing.
That bit gets better and better every year.
Mm-hmm. It sure do.
There it is. Here comes another flame.
We've got the loose ends that we got to take care of on today's show.
The rescue flame.
What the hell is this? No way. The plane ran into the car.
No, the car hit a pole, and then the plane ran into
it. The car ran into the... Now it's all burning. Okay. Yeah. All right, turn it off. We have one break left in the Elvis is Still Dead show.
Yes.
We can either try karaoke,
mm-hmm.
or we can... Now, we're running out of stories here. Mike, I know you wanted the flash bulbs in the pool story.
Yeah, that's a real demonstration of the way the Memphis Mafia used to work.
Mm-hmm. I like more talk about sexually retarded Elvis
sure.
and Elvis's early colon problems.
Didn't know he had them early.
Yeah, he had a lot of colon problems. And he actually wrote, have we ever talked about his colon book?
Didn't know he had one. I don't think we have.
We got it. Look at that right here. Colon.
Well, that's
book.
A new one then.
Colon yeah. book. Have we ever? I don't think we ever read that.
No, that's a good story. He had a colon. We'll make it that one. We've never read it before.
Somebody asked Elvis to bring him a book on his colon.
A new story.
It was a sincere curiosity.
You're listening to the Elvis Show, the Elvis Tribute Show. This is the anniversary of the death of the King of Rock and Roll.
Our 27th annual show. Hold on. What else do I got here? Wait a minute. Hold on.
What does it say? It's not our 27th annual, though.
Yes, it is, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Elvis loves machine guns. Well, we haven't gotten to that.
Hard to resist.
Badass Elvis. Elvis is a badass. Hold on. What is it? Towards the end, it was just... Oh, Elvis dies. What the hell is that?
That's when he dies.
Oh, when he dies. Okay. Well, thanks for the post-it on that one.
Well, I mean, it's a good story.
The autopsy? Okay,
not
I got
a surprise
it.
Ending.
And I think... Now, do we have more?
Here's a song that we did about two
Yeah, more tapes.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, we got
the
these two.
View. Wait a minute, we have none of this. But I like it. Wait a minute. Whoa.
See, I need another scarf. I don't like this at all.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you something. I mean, just listen. See, I kissed someone here last night. And I caught the creeping crud.
That's every show he ever did. Yeah.
It's his shtick.
And if I got it, you're going to get it, okay? Because a whole bunch of us were all going out with the creeping crud. Where'd the guy go with my scars, man? Come here, Charlie. I'd like to introduce myself, the members of my group.